Resident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you here on bbsradio.com for the next hour. That is, if we can get rid of this echo that we have here. We have this problem sometimes, and I know Seth and Don will get rid of it in a flash, and they did. Thank you, fellas. Anyone out there, any of the listening audience, is wondering if there is a God, I can tell you the events over the past 3 or 4 months actually have indicated to me that there is one, and it seems to all have materialized in one day. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, some months ago, I was fortunate enough to invite G. Edward Griffin to my radio show, Evident Footprints. I was on another network at the time, so many of the listeners here on BBS didn't get to hear that interview, although he was on the show last week, last Monday, in fact, the week ago Monday. And his secretary, Joan, was kind enough to offer to put me in touch with tonight's guest. Now, that didn't pan out as quickly as I would have liked. However, as divine providence would have it, he's with us tonight. And a series of events occurred today which are not coincidence. If you look at the big picture, if you use your spiritual discernment, you would have to say that there is a God and that these are not coincidences. Early this afternoon, probably somewhere around a few minutes after 1 p.m., there was a major power outage in the state of Florida. And there were some 4 million to 4.5 million customers, and that would be a larger number of people than just that 4.5 million. They're talking about households and businesses that were totally without power. And interestingly, a nuclear power plant in Florida City, Florida, and note the rhyming of the words like New York, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Texas City, Texas, Florida City, Florida, an area that I had predicted a nuclear event would occur last March, and it did, on the date that I specified, in fact. And another event occurred at the same place today. Now, the spin of the media was that, and I call it spin because discernment tells me something else happened, but the spin of the media was that the grid had a problem, so the power plant automatically shut down. I find it hard to believe that they would allow wiring to control a nuclear power plant from outside the plant. But let's just say that there were some safeguards. Maybe our God was watching over us. On another note, the oil price today reached its highest figure ever in the history of the world. It arose over $1 a barrel. And by some matter of coincidence, do you think, tonight's guest is an expert on the game that the oil cartel plays worldwide. He's had the opportunity to sit in board meetings and be at the oil fields in northern Alaska, and he has quite a shocking story to tell you about the truth behind our so-called energy crisis. With that, I would like to bring tonight's guest. He is also a minister. He was a chaplain at these oil fields that I'm talking about, and his name is Pastor Lindsey Williams. Brother Williams, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Thank you, Don, for allowing me to be with you tonight at such a critical time when gasoline is over $3 a gallon and grocery prices are up 42% over one 12 months ago. We're living just as you have just said. Everything you've just said is true. God's hand definitely is upon some events that are taking place in the world today. So it's a privilege to be with you tonight to try to express to the people there is definitely a group of people who are behind all of this. It does not happen by chance.
Well, you're so right, and I am so grateful you're here, and if I didn't say so, I have to thank not only Joan Hunter, Hunter Glover, I should say. She's married to a fine man, Mark Glover, but also G. Edward Griffin for putting me in touch with you so that we could bring you on the show. I'm so pleased that you joined us.
Well, let's begin where it all began with me.
Sure,
so the listening audience, I'm quite sure we have many people out there that I have not been in contact with before. So let's just begin where it began so folks will understand why I make some of the startling statements I'm going to make this evening. And it all began when I went to Alaska as a missionary. And I had just arrived in the state when they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And they said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build the largest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth, 4 feet in diameter, 800 miles long, for the carrying of crude oil. And the first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussingest, orneriest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth. Now, let's just be honest. If you were a missionary just arriving in the state of Alaska, an aviation missionary, and you heard that this many of those kind of people were in your state, the first thing that came to my mind was, they must need some spiritual guidance. So I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company. That was a consortium of 9 major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? At first they laughed at me. They said, oh, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We wouldn't know what to do with you. I kept going back and back and back. I guess persistence paid off after a while, and they said, okay, we'll give you the northern 7 work camps from the Arctic Ocean in northern Alaska down to Galbraith Lake up in the Arctic, and they said, you just go up there and see what you can do. You'll have to set up your own itinerary, job description, anything. We don't know how to describe it at all. I said, fine. I'm quite sure they thought I would last a week or two, but about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, Chaplain, you are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. He said, we never realized the value of a chaplain on a pipeline. But he said, we would like to make life a little easier for you because you're doing such a wonderful job for us. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status. And I said, well, Mr. King, what does that mean? I have never been an executive on anybody's board but the Lord's. He said, well, that means you can go any place you'd like, see anything you'd like to see. We'll give you your own vehicle. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Don, I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into. For 3 years' time, by the providence of God, I sat in the board meetings with, lived in the same dorms with, the most powerful, elitist people on the face of this earth, the top echelon of the oil companies, people that you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF. Now, this had to have been the providence of God. There is positively no way that a little unknown, insignificant missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska could have ever sat and lived with the people that other authors, that they read other people's books and try to write about these people. You just don't get to know them and sit across the dinner table from them. It wasn't unusual for me to sit across the breakfast table from the International Secretary Treasurer of Exxon. Possibly that afternoon, be with some congressman that was coming to the pipeline, and later in the day, rub shoulders with some Arab sheikh, and it was just part of my job. It changed my life. If someone had asked me when I first went to Alaska, Lindsey Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me after I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, Chaplain Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs on any given day what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil and control the currencies of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. I heard them talking about a 30-year plan that they had for the world, and I have watched them carry it out meticulously, exactly as they said they were going to do it. Now, I'd like to declare on the onset of this program right now to every person out there in that listening audience, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Nothing happens by chance. Everything that's taking place in the real estate market in America today, the price of gasoline at the gas pump, what's happening in our federal government, the $9 trillion national debt, the fact that oil closed today, crude oil prices closed today at the highest they've ever been in the history of the world, none of this has happened by chance. It's all according to an agenda of the people, the very people whom I sat with, lived with, rubbed shoulders with, and folks, they do exist. They know what they're doing. They are controlling every facet of everything in our society today, and I tell you, as to the very best and honest that I possibly can, every bit of this is happening by a design plan. It's all taking place according to something that was talked about and planned years ago. Now, you are going to pay at the gas pump $3.50 a gallon in just a matter of days. Why? Crude oil closed today at $101 per barrel. That denominates to $3.50 a gallon at the gas pump. It has already gone up 10 to 12 cents all over America within the past 7 days. And you are going to pay eventually $7 to $11 a gallon at the gas pump. Get ready. Prepare your grocery list. Get your dinner table ready for it. And now, I'm going to make some statements tonight that are going to be very startling to you. I'd like to tell you what I heard when I sat in the board meetings with the elite of the world. Now, I lived with them. I had an opportunity to be, they didn't come to my church. I went to their oil field. Therefore, I was kind of like a mascot, and they talked with me freely and openly. I'm quite sure they never thought I would understand what I was seeing. And I had an opportunity to analyze these people, and as a result, have written 6 books trying my best to help the American people to understand the mindset of the elite of the world and why they do what they do. So many people have misconceptions about why these people do what they do. As one person said to me on a talk show the other day, he said, oh, it must be money. It's why these people do what they do. I said, no, it's not money. I said, for instance, one of the individuals that I rub shoulders with, he could have written a check for $1 million every day for the rest of his life, and he would have never spent all of his money. It's not. Yes, money is an issue, but that's not the major issue. The major issue is the name of the game is control, the control of humanity, the control of this nation. They have in their agenda everything that it's going to take to do exactly what they want to do, and they know where they're going. And the one question that I ask on every radio show anymore, every place I go, is, those people have an agenda. Do you? Do you know what you're going to do with your household whenever the American dollar collapses? Oh, it's going to. Mark my words. If Don allows me to come back on this show again about a year from now, you'll say, oh, Lindsey Williams, you're a prophet. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not. I just happen to know the people who are doing it. So, Don, to the best that I can, I would urge your listening audience, have a pencil and paper handy. Get ready for some statistics and facts and figures. I dared to risk myself writing a book entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, giving names, dates, and places of my experiences and living with the elitist of the world. Therefore, in light of the events that have taken place this week, I consider it a privilege to be on your show, Don.
Well, it's a privilege to have you. Now, I intend to let you run, as I mentioned to you off the air when we spoke earlier. I just want the folks to know that this is real. And I've read The Energy Non-Crisis, and I've also seen Pastor Williams speak in front of a large group of people, And he is as lucid in his writing and as lucid in his public speaking as you can tell on the air right now. This man is telling you the truth, and he has so much to share. Unfortunately, an hour is not going to be enough. So please pay attention. Take some notes. Any information he gives you, please pay close attention. And I want to also add that I posted your book on my website, Direct Light Productions, with a link to your website so that if anyone wants to purchase it or your DVDs, and I mentioned your special, not in specificity other than to click on the link. So you should get some visitors to your site.
So well, Don, this past week, the past 7 days, are the most significant 7 days that have ever been in the history of the United States of America in connection with the dollar. The average American, they don't give this on the national news. And the average American doesn't have the slightest idea that the events of the past 7 days literally determined the future of the dollar of the United States of America. I was just recently in Panama, spoke at a convention where we had people from many countries of the world. We even had an ambassador from one country there. And I made the statement, I said, the dollar's going to collapse. And a person walked up to me afterwards and they said, oh, no, Mr. Williams, we would never accept any other currency except the greenback. I said, you sure will. And he said, when? I said, whenever it gets to the point that you need to take a wheelbarrow load of dollars to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, I said, you will beg the Federal Reserve for another currency because your dollar becomes so worthless. Now, that's exactly where it's headed. Now, why? Well, Don, I'll just let you tell me how far I can go tonight and how controversial I can get.
Go all the way. We have no censorship on this show.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, and since I have free range, let me just begin with a statement. I hope you have collected those pencils and paper by now, because you're just about to get some statements that you will find very unique. Number one, the standard currency of the world is crude oil. No, it's not the dollar anymore. It used to be. The dollar was at one time the reserve currency of the world. It's not anymore. Neither is it the euro, neither is it the ruble. The standard currency of the world today is crude oil. You watch where the price of crude oil goes, and you will know where everything else in the grocery store, the hardware store, and what happens to the American dollar. Every bit of it is determined by the price of crude oil, and today the price of crude oil hit the highest point it's ever been in the history of the world. Now, I could have never known what I'm about to tell you unless I had been sitting there and listened to the elitist and what their schedule and plans are. In the early 1960s, crude oil was chosen as a method of controlling the world. You heard me correctly. Oh, yeah, they're not going to produce any of these alternative methods or any. They're not going to allow it because they chose crude oil as a method of control. Just think about it for a moment. The toothbrush you use tonight to brush your teeth before you go to bed, what's it made out of? Plastic. Where does plastic come from? Crude oil. The plastic bag in your garbage can in the kitchen, crude oil. The asphalt highway that you drive on comes from crude oil. The polyester clothes you're probably wearing right now while you're listening to this program comes from crude oil. The drugs at the drugstore, most of them have a crude oil base. The gasoline at the gas pump. Now, when the oil-producing countries of the world stopped using the American dollar as the standard currency for the sale and trade of crude oil, think about it now. Think back a year, year and a half ago, when the first country to ever say we aren't going to use the dollar anymore for the sale and trade of crude oil, the first country was Iran. It was March the 20th of 06, and they said, we're going to go to another currency. We're going to use something besides the American dollar. The dollar began its slide, and today the American dollar is worth less than 1 cent of what it was 100 years ago. And then on the heels of Iran came along Venezuela, fifth largest oil supplier, 6% of America's oil supply. And Venezuela said, we're not going to use the American dollar anymore either. Then Nigeria, they said, as soon as we kick out Shell Oil Company, we're going to some other currency, Bolivia. And then Russia came, Russia is a major contender. As of November of last year, Russia equals Saudi Arabia in crude oil output. Oh, Russia holds a hammer over our head today that's almost unbelievable. Then Saudi Arabia and the oil cartel came along and said, we're going to diversify. As soon as this happened, the dollar ceased to be the reserve currency of the world. Let me try to explain this so that you'll understand, because this is so in-depth and I've got to cover a lot here in a short period of time. But knowing what I heard and saw when I lived with the elitist, you'll understand this. Let's say, for instance, you have a mortgage on your house. And every month you must go down to the lending institution and pay the principal and the interest. And if you don't for 3 months, they come and repossess the house. Now, America has a $9 trillion national debt. Someone must buy that debt. It doesn't just hang there forever without and just accumulate without. Who buys it? The Federal Reserve issues of T-bills, issues of different types of securities, and who buys them? The foreigners. All of these oil-producing countries of the world that take dollars in on the sale and trade of crude oil, they in turn turn around and cash in on our Federal Reserve issues. Now, when the dollar is no longer used as the currency for the sale and trade of crude oil, they don't have the dollar anymore to use. What happens? What happened last week? That's correct. For the first time in the history of the Federal Reserve offering issues of securities, last week they made an offer of securities and not one single foreigner showed up. Not one. China? Saudi Arabia? Nobody. Dubai? Nobody showed up. Foreigner. Not a single foreigner. What are we going to do? What happens to the $9 trillion national debt? Now countries all over the world are bailing out at the dollar. For instance, China holds $1.3 trillion of American paper. We buy from them tangible objects. In turn, we turn around and give them paper. Well, they have $1.3 trillion of American paper, and because of the decline of the American dollar, China has lost within the past 12 months alone $7 billion. Why? Because of the decline of the dollar. They're scared to death. They're dumping it. They're going everything they can. They're buying gold. They're buying land. They're buying securities. They're buying anything in the world they can get. But they don't want anything else from the Federal Reserve. They don't want any more dollars. Let's look a little further. Do you realize that everything that's going on in problems around the world, every bit of it has to do with crude oil? For instance, Iraq. What's Iraq all about? Oh, no. Come on. Give me a break. Iraq has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction whatsoever. Iraq is about one thing and one thing only. Crude oil. It's second largest oil field on the face of the earth. First largest oil field on the face of the earth is Iran. And the first largest is Saudi Arabia. And the second largest is Iraq. The third largest is Iran. And they had to stop the oil output from Iraq. Oh, our president went in and it's an oil war. That's all in the world it is. Has nothing to do whatsoever with weapons of mass destruction. And they had to go in and stop. Oh, our president said, all the oil in Iraq will pay for the war. Has it? No, never intended for it to be. They knew from the beginning what was there. And they had to stop the second largest oil field in the world so they could raise the price to where they want it. Now, I'm going to make a prediction. First of all, I need to go back just a little bit. In 1977, I remember the morning I walked into ARCO base camp at Prudhoe Bay, and standing at the front door was Mr. Jim Lawler. He was the equipment man for Atlantic Richfield. And he said, Chaplain, would you like to see something exciting today? I said, I sure would. I'm always in for excitement. He said, come on, hop in the truck and let's go out to West Dock. And as we rode along, I said, Jim, what you going to do? He said, well, we think we have struck a monstrous pool of oil. And today we're going to release some of that oil from out at Gull Island, that little place out about 2 or 3 miles out in the Arctic Ocean, off of the land here. And he said, we think we found something monstrous there. Well, he told me the perforations of the pipe, the depth they'd gone, the size of the field, all this sort of thing. Finally, we arrived there. We sat for a moment or two, and all of a sudden, a big plume of smoke went up into the sky. That's back when they still allowed them to burn off. He got so excited he could hardly contain himself. And he said, come on, hop in the pickup truck and let's go back to base station. I want to see what's happening. We got back to base, walk up to the second story of ARCO base, and walked into the office of Mr. Ken Fromm. Ken Fromm was a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield on duty that week. And when I got to the door, I stopped. I didn't dare go in. I looked in Mr. Ken Fromm's office, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Here were the top 8 oil company officials of the world. I've never seen such an entourage. And finally, Ken Fromm said to me, he said, "Oh, Chaplain, come on." He said, "Come on in. It won't matter whether you see this or not." And I walked in, and, oh, I've never seen such excitement. In a few moments, Ken Fromm looked over at me, and he said, "Chaplain, we have just done it." I said, "Ken, you've just done what?" He said, "We have just discovered the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth." And he said, "Definitely the largest pool of oil in North America." And they went on to show me all the details and the oil consistency and everything. And I said, "Well, Ken, what does this mean?" He said, "America's in the energy independent." He said, "We don't need any more foreign oil." He said, "We can tell the Arabs to go jump." He said, "It should be headlines on every newspaper in America tomorrow morning. America independent. We have all the oil we need. We can bring the price of gasoline down. No more lines at the gas pump." Well, believe you me, that night I went back to my dorm room, and the first thing I wanted to do the next morning was get up and head back to Arco Base and see what the headlines on the Anchorage newspaper was that came in on Wing Airlines first flight. So that morning I got up bright and early. When I got back to base camp, the security guard caught me at the door as soon as I walked in. And he said, "Chaplain, go upstairs and sit down in Mr. Fromm's office. Don't you say a word to me. Don't you say a word to anybody. I'm told to catch you the second you come in." Well, I walked in and sat down. Mr. Fromm came in a moment or two, walked around the desk, closed the door, and said, "Chaplain, I'm sorry I let you see what you saw on yesterday," but he said, "That information has just been ordered classified." He said, "I think I'd be a little careful if I were you about what you say." Well, when my first edition of the Energy Non-Crisis came out, I wrote a chapter entitled "Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind." I did the best that I could as a minister to remember what I had seen that day. The book had only been out a short time, and I had a phone call to my house in Castile-Op, Alaska. And who do you think was on the other end of the line? You guessed it, Mr. Ken Fromm. He was mad. Oh, I've never heard a man with quite the language. I mean, it was terrible. You don't hear sailors hardly like this. And I said, "Ken, what in the world is wrong?" He said, "Lindsay, Atlantic Richfield just fired me." I said, "Ken, they can't do that. You're a senior executive." I said, you're only a few years away from retirement." He said, "They did." I said, "Ken, why'd they fire you?" He said, "Lindsay, they found out that I was the one that allowed you in that room that day to see that information, and you dared to write it in your book." And he said, "I am so angry at Atlantic Richfield that," he said, "I tell you what," he said, "there's just a few things in your book that are not letter perfect. You're a minister, you're not an oil patch man." And he said, "They're going to discredit your entire book because of those few things that you've said in that chapter and in some of your book." He said, "Would you allow me to rewrite your book for you?" I said, "Would I?" We sat down for about 30 days' time. He completely rewrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, made it letter perfect, and wrote a chapter himself in the book entitled, "If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will." And at the time, I said, "Ken, why don't you release that oil to the American refineries?" And he said, "Lindsay, we can't until we get the price of crude oil where we want it to go." I said, "Ken, where is that?" He said, "I can't tell you." Well, after the second edition of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, came out, I had another phone call to my house in Castile-Op, and who do you think was on the other end of the line? You guessed it, Ken Fromm. And he said, "Well, Chaplain Williams, I sure am glad that I rewrote your book for you when I did." He said, "Atlantic Richfield has just hired me back, given me a large increase in pay, sent me to the Houston office to train the executive going to Prudhoe Bay, and he said, given me a much bigger retirement, and told me I can't talk to you anymore. Just thought I'd call you this last time." And I said, "Ken, where's that oil price going?" He said, "Still can't tell you." Well, I found out just recently. Mark my words, folks. You are going to be paying at the gas pump for $150 a barrel oil. That is where they want the price to go before they will release one drop of oil from the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth, which is on the American soil, if our president and vice president, they're oil men. Remember, our vice president was CEO of Halliburton, Mr. Cheney. He knows what's there. If they would release the oil that is in the Gull Island field just off of our oil, on our own soil, the Americans, it belongs to them, from Gull Island, we could have gasoline in less than a year and a half $1.50 a gallon, we could have back the great American dream again. You know, I oftentimes remark to people at this point, there is no shortage of crude oil, and there is no lack of gasoline. The only shortage is honesty in Washington, D.C. If the American people would really be willing to believe what I can prove to them, and I have some oil company executives that are retired that were at Prudhoe that know these details. One of them has said, I will even risk my family if I can get an audience before Congress to tell them the facts. If you knew out there in that audience right now what I know, you would be so angry that there would be an impeachment from our president through the vice president and right down through Congress, because we can have back the great American dream again, but they are not going to let you have it. Why? The name of the game is control. Now, I'll tell you, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. What happened? It was the days of the Carter administration. You won't find this in any of the history books. You won't find it in the textbooks either. And I could not have known it had I not been there. In the days of the Carter administration, we had a Secretary of State by the name of Mr. Henry Kissinger. He went to almost every oil-producing country in the world at that time, and he said to them, now remember, 50 years prior to that time, the Arabs were nothing but nomads riding the deserts, roaming on the desert riding camels. And he said to them, I'll make you rich. We'll buy oil from you. He said, I want you to do two things for me. They said, what's that? He said, number one, you must denominate all oil sales in American dollars. Well, they said, fine. As sound as a dollar back in those days. Why? Why shouldn't we? Secondly, he said, well, what's the second thing you want us to do? Secondly, you must take the money that we buy oil from you with. You must take a certain portion of that money and buy our Federal Reserve issues. Folks, this is so important, you cannot imagine it. I wish I could shout it all across America. If you would only understand the depth of this, you'll never know it until you see my DVD, which is an hour and a half long, and read my book, Energy Non-Crisis. And they said, buy our Federal Reserve issues. Now, if our president and vice president allowed the oil from the Prudhoe Bay oil field and Gull Island to come to the refineries of America because of the deal that was made in the days of Henry Kissinger, the foreign countries would not be obligated to buy our Federal Reserve issues with a certain portion of what we give them for their oil, and in turn it would collapse the dollar during the President Bush administration, and the Bush family is not going to have their name disgraced like that. But folks, we could have gasoline less than $1.50 a gallon from our own soil and have back the great American dream, but they can't afford it. I just wish somehow you realize, again, the statement I made a moment ago, what has happened in the past 7 days is without a doubt the most significant blow that has ever happened to the American dollar in the history of the Federal Reserve or the United States of America, because as of Monday of last week, Iran, the first country to ever jump ship and say we're not going to use the American dollar anymore, Monday as of last week, Iran has officially established their own oil bank. They call it a farce. They have invited all of the other oil-producing countries of the world to join them and use something else beside the American dollar as the standard currency for the sale and trade of crude oil. And one by one, they are joining Iran, Venezuela, Nigeria, Bolivia, Russia, and now the Arab oil cartel is diversifying and joining them. And as a result, the world doesn't need the American dollar anymore. Iran basically jumped. Iran, yeah, it's not. The issue is in Iran about not about nuclear. Nuclear has nothing to do with it. There are many countries in the world that have a nuclear program. Why pick on Iran? One reason only. They are the first country on the face of this earth to buck the internationalists, the elitist of the world, and say we aren't using the dollar anymore. And as a result, it basically is bringing about the crash of the American dollar. I mean, this is so significant.
Pastor Williams, can I ask you a couple of questions here?
Please.
Okay. Regarding the Arabs and this agreement to purchase, I guess they were the bonds, we could say. Is it correct that they were 30-year bonds? Do you know specifically the term of the notes?
Any security that was issued by the Federal Reserve, they basically would buy it, and what it does is pays the interest on our national debt of $9 trillion.
Yes, my understanding was that it was a 30-year note, and the intention by the time that matures is to have the dollar be worthless. Therefore, they own 30 years worth of worthless notes.
Well, they have already set a date for the worthlessness of the American dollar. Now, I know, folks, I'm making some statements here tonight that unless you get my DVDs, you will not be able to understand the depth of this. I have just finished producing a DVD entitled The North American Union. You will see Lou Dobbs, the anchorman for CNN News. You will hear Jim Cramer. You'll hear some others talk about it. I mean, they have already set the date of 2010 for the North American Union to be brought into place. That is Canada, United States, and Mexico being put together. They're bypassing the Constitution of the United States of America. They're telling Congress to go jump. The elitists are setting up their own North American Union and basically, for all practical purposes, nullifying our Constitution. And they have already set a date of 2010, and they have already named the new currency. I mean, it's right in the minutes of the meetings that our president and the others have held secretively for the past 3 years, and they've already named the new currency Amero. So by 2010, if they keep their schedule, you will have a new currency, but they must collapse the dollar before they can bring in the new currency.
Now, yes, I agree with that. That's well known. In fact, that first meeting took place between the three presidents of United States, Canada, and Mexico, which at the time was Vicente Fox, at Caldwell, Texas, at Bush's ranch. Take that back. That was Waco, Texas. Waco. And remember that massacre that occurred there. I had one more question I wanted to ask. Now, in doing my research, I stumbled across some documentation that there were a series of studies being conducted under the authority of Vice President Richard Cheney to investigate the possibility of acquiring the Canadian oil fields. This began the moment he took office. Are you aware of that, or have you heard anything about that?
I have heard something about it. I do understand the lifestyle of the elitist. I think I can honestly say that I know the mindset of these people. People oftentimes ask me, what kind of people are these? What are the elitists like? I've written two books that try to interpret or to explain to the American people how these people think. I remember one day I'd been with them all day long. Now, keep in mind, of course, I was brought up in a godly, wonderful Christian home, had a marvelous Christian mother and dad, came to know Christ as my Savior at only 11 years of age. And all I'd ever done was went right off to Bible college, pastored the church for 12 years, then went to Alaska as a missionary, and all of a sudden thrown into the midst of a den of thieves. And I remember one day I'd been rubbing shoulders with these people all day long, and I went back to my dorm room that night, and I was so exasperated. I remember laying down on my bed, looked up at the ceiling, and I literally cried out to God. And I said, oh, God, how can there be such dastardly people on the face of this earth that would, by design, plan, and intentionally manipulating the nations and the currencies of the world as they do? These people know what they're doing. And I hope, folks, Please, you have that pencil and paper there. We have just finished producing 8 DVDs. No, these are not CDs. These are DVDs. You view them in your home, on your television. It is a library. You've never seen anything like it. You can't get them anywhere except the 800 number that I'm fixing to give you. 8 DVDs, an hour and 30 minutes on energy and on crisis. We've got another one of what's happening to the American farmer. 15 hours total of DVD viewing that covers everything from 9/11 to what's happening in banking. There is even an interview with one of the elitists that when they retired, they dared to give me an interview. You'll never see this anywhere on the face. They go into the intricate details of the banking cartel and world, even into the trusts and the places that they use for their money. I mean, you've never had a library like this before in your life. You do not buy 8 DVDs. You couldn't afford to buy them. You only purchase 4. I am so concerned about our nation that I am giving you 4 of these DVDs free of charge whenever you buy my 4 basic set. I'm giving you 4 more, which means you have 8 DVDs, 15 hours of DVD viewing, and anything to get you to know the truth. I'm giving you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, as a gift. I'm also giving you a copy of my book, You Can Live, 263 pages, beautiful full-color cover. Here's the number. Please dial it. And by the way, I ask my operators to be standing by tonight. If you're listening to the program now and you'd like to even call right now, I know it's late back on the East Coast, but I ask my operators to stand by. The number is 800-321-2900. Again, you only purchase 4 DVDs at a very reasonable price. I give you 4 more, which means you have 8 DVDs, 15 hours of digital DVD quality viewing. One of them was produced by a studio in Hollywood. They came to me and they said, we've got to tell the story of what's happening to the American farmer. And they said, we could never put this out. They said, we will take our camera crews across the country and tell what's happening to the farmer because there's going to be a food shortage. Oh, folks, you've got to see this. And they came back to me, handed me the master, and said, we only have one request. I said, what's that? Don't ever tell who produced it. I said, why? They said, we'd lose too much money if they knew that we as a Hollywood studio produced it. Even got their own musical score written for it. I mean, it tells you. I had a group of farmers in southeastern Colorado and northern Texas invited me down recently to speak in 2 cities. And when I got there, I said, why did you invite me down here? They said, we invited you down here because we want to ask you one question. Now, there's 40% of America's food supply from this area. The biggest farmers in America farm thousands of acres. And one of them, I said, what is it you want to know? They said, 11 years ago when we had the farmers driving their tractors to Washington, we invited you down, and everything you said back then has taken place exactly like you said it. I said, sure, I'm no prophet. I just said what I had heard the elitists say. He said, it's all happened that way. Now, you tell us where the price of diesel fuel is going. I told him. I said, why did you ask me that? They said, we have calculated that anything past $3 a gallon, we cannot afford to plant our crops, tend them, and harvest them in the fall. They said, you've said that price of diesel fuel is going above $3 a gallon. One farmer stood up and said, I just sold out. Another farmer said, I'm quitting. Another farmer said, this is it for me. I can't go any further. They said, please, take this DVD. Go back to the cities of America. Beg everybody, everywhere you can go to watch it. They said, there will be shortages on the grocery stores of America in a year and a half. Folks, you've got to see it. Now, I must, at this point, Don, pause long enough to quote one thing that we know is always right. The scriptures are always correct. They are never wrong. And John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No, that's not what it says at all. It says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Folks, there is no need to lose any sleep over this. You have nothing to worry about. Don't dare look behind bushes every place you go. If you know the issues, you right now have time to do something about it. You can prepare for your dinner table. You can prepare for your household. You can make preparations that will save you what's going to happen to much of the rest of the world. But if you don't know the issues, you can't do anything about it. But if you know the issues, then you can decide for yourself what you're going to do about it. There are solutions. Number one, that can be a solution to the price of $3 to $5 a gallon gasoline. All we've got to do is produce from our own soil at Gull Island in northern Alaska, and you could have a gasoline for $1.50 a gallon again, and the great American dream back. You can prepare for your household when you know what's going on. If you know that it's going to cost you between $7 to $11 a gallon for gasoline within a certain period of time, whenever you see it on my DVDs and know the background to all this and understand what I'm saying and get the details, and you know it's going to happen, first thing you're going to do is set up a home-based business for yourself so that you don't have to sit on the turnpike in California for an hour and a half, sitting there in a blackest park in the middle of the afternoon trying to get home. You can make preparations now if you know the issues and do something about it. Okay, also, would you please ask for our survival guide? We have just prepared an entire guide of everything that you could ever possibly need to do in relation to what's taking place today. So remember, 8 DVDs, you only buy 4. I give you 4 as a gift. 15 hours of DVD viewing. Both of my books I'm giving you as a gift, just an incentive to try my best to get you to know the issues while you can. The number is 800-321-2900, and there are even operators standing by tonight if you wish to call.
That sounds like a fantastic deal. There are just so many things I want to talk about. If I can ask you a couple of questions, Brother Lindsay, the senator that went to visit you, I believe that was Senator Hugh Chance.
Senator Hugh Chance from the state of Colorado
had been taken on a tour by you, and was able to ask questions and pretty much view the whole operation up there. One of the most striking comments that he made was that he had been briefed. The Senate, and I guess probably all of Congress, had been briefed by the oil companies as to what the situation was with our energy supply. And when he got up there and saw the opposite, he flat out said that he had been lied to. Now, I'm sure at that point when he started raising a ruckus, that was probably the beginning of the end for him as far as his place in office. Do you know what transpired with his political career as a result of what he had learned?
Yes. He was in the Senate of the state of Colorado for one more term, and then he was never reelected again. And we oftentimes wondered why, but he wrote the foreword to my book, Energy Non-Crisis. What happened was, after getting at Prudhoe Bay, I realized that nobody was going to be willing to believe this little insignificant unknown missionary. You know, I don't have the credibility for people to believe me. So I said, I must invite someone to the pipeline who can see what I am seeing and verify it. And therefore, he wrote the foreword to my book, giving great credibility to it. And that statement, yes, he did make it.
Now, you also mentioned that the government ordered the shutdown of the pipeline. In fact, I remember hearing something last year. BP gave us this lame excuse that the pipeline had rusted. I mean, come on. does oil cause rust?
Well, yeah, there's a lot to this. Now, we need to do a whole program just on that alone. You remember that the east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field was produced by Atlantic Richfield, which is an American company. The west side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field was produced by BP, which is British Petroleum. Well, British Petroleum bought out Atlantic Richfield a few years ago. I shouted this all across America and said, you can't do this. Don't allow an American company to be owned by a foreign oil company. Well, when Atlantic Richfield sold out to BP, they warned them. They said, you've got to run a pig down that pipe every so many months. If you don't, the pipe is going to build up, corrode, and will finally get paraffin on the inside of it to the point that it can't flow oil correctly. And for, I think it was 7 or 8 years, BP never ran a single pig down that pipe. Now, pig is a big ball that has cutting edges on it, goes down the pipe, cleans it out so it doesn't have this gunk build up inside. And as a result, the pipeline had major problems, but the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline Corridor was built to accommodate 3 pipelines, 2 crude oil and 1 natural gas. As a result, we could have the the oil from the North Slope of Alaska from the Gull Island field flowing down two more pipelines down that same corridor. They mm-hmm. built one pipeline. The federal government said, you shut it down. You'll not build any more. As a result, one billion cubic feet of natural gas every 24 hours is being pumped back in the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, because there's no pipeline to bring it to the American people by order of the government of the United States of America. Folks, this, I don't know how to say it. You must get these DVDs, learn the issues so that you can do something about this.
Now, you mentioned that we are really paying a tax. You didn't really go into that a whole lot, or if you did, it escaped me. In other words, maybe it's something I just read. I thought you.
No, you're correct. What we pay at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline is a form of tax. But the thing that the average American doesn't know is who is the tax going to. For instance, in Saudi Arabia, it cost them $5 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. At Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, it cost $3 a barrel to get the oil out of the ground. I didn't say refine it, transport it, all that sort of thing, but just to get it out of the ground. Now, we don't have to do another whole program on this, I can see. You need to know who is making more money than the oil companies are, and whenever you know who they are, you are going to be enraged, and I would have never known it were I not sitting in their board meetings. Now, I need to just touch on one other subject, and then, of course, if you have some more questions, we'll take them. I know we're running out of time here. Folks, in light of what's going to happen and is happening to the American dollar, I'm begging you, there's one issue that I have never heard anyone except myself touch on, and I think the reason is because you don't know yet just how critical this whole thing is. Whenever the American dollar continues its collapse, there's one subject that nobody has considered: health care. You know what's going to happen to the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses of America? You know what's going to happen to the insurance companies? You won't have your medical insurance anymore. Whenever the dollar continues its collapse, we're going to have another whole world out there. Do you realize you have got to prepare for your health care now? You must have a doctor in your home. Now, I'm just going to give you a phone number for lack of any other time to do it. But please, I beg of you, Christian Wild has just written a book. Christian Wild's a very famous scientist. It's about stem cells. And the Bible says it, Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Write it down, read it later. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood. If scientists and doctors had been able to interpret what God was thinking when he wrote that verse thousands of years ago, they would have been able to have cured every known disease on the face of this earth, because now, in the past few years, they found stem cells. Stem cells are in the blood. They're created at the same place where the blood is formed, in the marrow of the bones. And mm-hmm. Christian Wild just wrote a book, and in the book he emphatically states, he said, stem cells are the life force of the body. We just don't know how to get them out of the bone marrow and get them to go and do what they do. But Christian Wild says they can cure arthritis. I mean, he's emphatic. He said stem cells can cure arthritis, can cure Alzheimer's, can cure fibromyalgia, can cure macular degeneration of the eyes, can cure strokes, chronic fatigue. A child falls down and skins its knee, and the blood says stem cells go over there and form new skin tissue, brain tissue, a heart tissue, whatever it may be, new cartilage, muscles. They know it. Christian Wild says it positively, the stem cell can, don't ever put stem cells in your body from somebody else. Now, I know the scientists are saying we'll take them out of aborted fetuses and all that. No, don't you ever dare do that. But if you could get your own stem cells to do what they're supposed to do, what they did before you were 30 years of age, after 30 years of age, they get lazy. If you could get them to go back and do what they did before you were 30 years of age, stem cells, Christian Wild says, can cure arthritis, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, macular degeneration, stroke, chronic fatigue, heart disease, stroke victims, you name it, even down to sickle cell anemia. Would you like to know how to get those stem cells out of that bone marrow and get them to go and do what God designed them to do so that they, the stem cells, not anything you take, not some product, but something that, to get the stem cells themselves in your own bone marrow to go and take care of every one of those known diseases. Here it is. Please dial 800-481-9987. Now, that's not my number. Just dial 800-481-9987 and ask them to send you the DVD and literature on what some scientists just discovered. They have found a way to get between 4 and 5 million stem cells within 45 minutes of just taking 2 capsules. They can get 4 to 5 million stem cells to start circulating in your bloodstream and going and doing what God intended for them to do as the life force in this body. And if you want something amazing that will help you in light of what's happening to the Dalit, you've got to have your own doctor. You must take care of yourself. There is a solution to all of these problems if you know where to get them. Again, that number is 800-481-9987. And my 4 DVD is another whole number because it's another place. My 8 DVD set, my 2 books I'll give you as a gift, that number is 800-321-2900. And Don, one of these days when we see America turned around, we're going to pat people like you on the back who allow folks like me on your program, and we're going to say thank you because it's talk show hosts like you that are going to make it possible for this country to turn around because the masses know the issues. And I just want to say thank you and how much I appreciate what you're doing in allowing someone like me to even appear on your program.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. Without a guest like you, they'd have to listen to just me. So this is all the thanks go to you. Really, sincerely. And of course, we've got to thank the Lord for putting you in that place. You know, as I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I see divine providence. I see how the Lord puts you there in that situation, knowing that you would be taught, you would be groomed for the role that you're now playing, and that this has become your life. Folks, you need to know that Pastor Williams has been doing this for over 25 years, if I'm not mistaken. And that's quite a long time to devote yourself to trying to wake the world up to what's going on.
Don, 25 years ago, I said to people, you're going to be paying $3 a gallon at the gas pump. I would appear on radio shows back in those days, and people would call in sometimes and actually laugh at me. Today, I say the price of gasoline is going to $7 to $11 a gallon. And I don't get any hecklers anymore. People are beginning to believe that the elitists are actually doing it.
Well, you have shown us the way to counteract this, to prepare ourselves for this, and I think it's, you know, we can't fight them per se. They're very powerful. Fighting them at their own game is going to be a losing cause, but we can create a whole new paradigm, if you want to call it that, and create a whole new reality for ourselves. And then they'll be holding the ball, but the ball won't be worth very much. And they won't have any way to hang this over our heads.
Well, there's only one thing that I found that they fear. When I lived with these people, there's only one thing they fear. They are scared to death of the masses waking up. There's more of us than there are of them. So, folks, as you wake up, you actually defeat the powers of the elite.
And really, that's in summation, who are the elite? Who is their God?
Well, I had one day made the statement. They said, we have a God-given right to rule the world and to tell and to interpret what's going to happen. You know, I wanted to keep them as friends and pick their brains as much as I could, so I didn't ask them. But I, you know, there are two great forces in this universe: the true and living God of the Bible, the one who created all of heaven and earth, and then there is the prince of the power of the air, the God of this world. Yes, they have a God, and they have a God-given right, but which God? And I oftentimes wanted to so badly ask them, which God are you talking about? But I'm quite sure now I know which one they were talking about, and so do you when you consider it in this light.
Yes. Well, we know that we win in the end, so this is just a matter of time, and I think you gave us the key. It's awakening, and I have been talking about this ad nauseum on this show since I began it. So, and I will continue to do so. And I guess it's the talking about it that relieves the nausea. So, Pastor Williams, we're out of time. I will have you back, but I won't wait a year. In fact, I was going to try to get you back as soon as possible. So I'll keep in touch. And if you will come back, we can discuss many of the things that we didn't have the time to cover tonight. Part of that's
God bless you, and I wish you the very best in what you're doing in telling the truth.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you for coming on. I'm going to put you on the spot. Will you come back soon? Pay us another
visit.
More than
happy to.
Okay, very good. Folks, you want to visit Pastor Williams' website, and that's lindsaywilliams.com. Is that correct?
LWOil.com.
Okay, LWOil.com. I knew that one. Okay. And check out these DVDs. I've seen the Non-Energy Crisis, and I've read the book. You have to read this book. You must read this book. This will be a shock to you, but it will also eliminate the fear and of the unknown, and you will see the light. You will begin to see what you have to do. And again, Pastor Williams, thank you so much for being on the show. I look forward to another interview with you very soon. God bless you, and I wish you all the success in the world in getting this message out, and as well as good health and a clear mind. And God willing, we'll be together again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest this evening was Pastor Lindsay Williams. Please check out his materials. Also, go to my website, directlightproductions.com. And I know a lot of you like to read the articles there. He is listed on my books page. In fact, he's the first entry there. His book, The Non-Energy Crisis, is there. You can click on the link, which will take you directly to his website if you get lost. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow evening with my publishers from the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle. And we're going to be talking about all this madness going on all over the planet, as well as what is going on with vaccination liberation. And I've got some great guests the rest of the week. Michael St. Clair will be on a two-hour show Friday evening. You don't want to miss that show. He's got many predictions about what's coming our way. Tomorrow night, I have, or I should say Thursday night, I have Rick Nelson from the Paranormal Research Forum, and he's going to be sharing some very interesting phenomenon that are going on in the Stan Romanek case. In the meantime, I wish everyone peace, love, and light, and have a very good night.